with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Trump administration is insisting the war with Iran will not be an endless Middle East conflict. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Addressing concerns that combat operations could spiral into a long-running regional conflict, Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth said this military mission has a defined objective.
This is not Iraq. This is not endless.
He said the mission is to destroy the missile threat from Iran, destroy its navy, and prevent it from developing nuclear weapons.
We fight to win, and we don't waste time or lives.
Hegseth wouldn't rule out putting U.S. troops on the ground, saying the Pentagon will not forecast what it will or will not do. Greg Clugston, Washington.
The U.S. military says Kuwait mistakenly shot down three American F-15E Strike Eagles during a combat mission as Iran attacked the country.
The United States military says that Kuwait has accidentally shot down three American fighter jets in that tiny country as they were engaged against Iran in open air-to-air combat. This shows just how chaotic the wider situation has gotten in the Middle East just days after the American-Israeli campaign against Iran started. Now, this attack in Kuwait saw the Iranians actually fly fighter jets themselves into that country alongside drones and missile fire. And the Kuwaitis mistakenly thought the American fighter jets were enemy aircraft. That's according to U.S. Military Central Command that says all the pilots on board safely bailed out and are now receiving medical care.
That's correspondent John Gambrell reporting. A mixed day on Wall Street with the Dow down by 73 points. The NASDAQ rose 80 with the S&P 500 advancing 2, oil up $4.60 to $71.60 a barrel. This is SRN News. A Christian legal group has a request for the Trump administration.
Alliance Defending Freedom has sent a letter to the Department of Health and Human Services pointing out that federal dollars are going to about 50 medical training programs that may force students to participate in abortions. ADF says, quote, no family medicine residency can tell applicants or employees that any aspect of abortion is a necessary part of the program. President Trump has vowed to end taxpayer funding of abortion across the board. Michael Harrington reporting.
Muslims around the world are being invited to make investments with a company called Musafa. Executives describe the firm as a fintech platform dedicated to Sharia-compliant investment research and Islamic finance education. Musafa has just launched its global halal investment platform, which will provide Muslim investors across 200 countries with expanded access to U.S. capital markets. This is SRN News. Times are tough for many young people in China, so much so that they're retiring early. Very early.
As China's property market craters and youth unemployment rises, burned out young professionals are fleeing megacities for ultra-cheap housing in remote towns. At the semi-abandoned Life in Venice multi-billion-dollar development, rents are as low as $168 a month. Former Shanghai finance worker Sasha Chen moved there to retire at age 28 by living off her savings. All across China, many are trading career ambition for lower costs and slower living. Rich Thomason reporting.
Several international airlines are resuming a small number of flights from the United Arab Emirates as war-driven airspace closures strand tens of thousands of travelers. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.